Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Hello, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. This is Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. This weekend, we're coming up on the fifth annual Hockey Weekend Across America, presented by Reebok. The event runs Friday, February 17th, with Wear Your Hockey Jersey to School or Work Day. Moves on to Saturday, the 18th, with Try Hockey for Free Day, and it wraps up on Sunday, the 19th, with Celebrate Hockey, Your Local Hockey Heroes Day. We're fortunate enough today to be joined by Pat Kelleher, Assistant Executive Director for Development for USA Hockey, and a big part of what he does is involved with the growth of the game and growth initiatives. Pat, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Harry.
Can you just talk a little bit about Hockey Weekend Across America, when it all came about, and maybe, you know, why it came about?
Sure. I think it came as a general, collective idea to how do we raise awareness for our game. I think we all think great things about hockey, and I think there's a lot of fans out there feel the same way, and we decided to try and target everything around a time frame to really create a special weekend to celebrate all the great things in our sport, not only to raise awareness, but again, I think maybe to keep everybody connected in our hockey family, to let them know that we have a great game, and the more and more that we can work together to share that and share the good news of it, it'll only help us all across the board, whether it's in youth hockey programs or the NHL level or collegiate level. Collectively, I think everyone has a great passion for the game, and this is a great time to get it all to work together to raise awareness for hockey.
No doubt. So how has the event in your eyes grown over the years? This is the fifth one, so it's kind of a bit of a milestone. How has it grown?
I think in a few ways. Number one, we engage more people now. I think the NHL, all of the 23 U.S.-based NHL clubs really take an active role in this and try and connect with their local youth hockey groups, but then also look to ways to promote it. I think in New York this weekend, the Rangers are doing a huge deal in making it their own hockey weekend in New York, and a lot of fun activities and events. And I think through the leadership of USA Hockey, we've seen more and more teams come on board to do those sort of things. I think now you have college programs that are doing things. And I think finally on Saturday with the Try Hockey events, we've really made a call to action and engaged our local associations to utilize the awareness of this weekend to try and introduce the game to more families around the country.
So it sounds like it's quite a team effort when you're talking about USA Hockey, which is obviously the national governing body of the sport, when you're talking about the NHL, when you're talking about college teams, the American Hockey League, when you're talking about local youth associations. It's quite a team effort to get this thing off the ground and to promote the game.
Yeah, it really is. And I think the good news is everyone is like-minded in that we all know we have a great game. And if we work together to do these sort of initiatives, we can reach more people. Because a Boston Bruins fan may hear one thing, and then a fan of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins in the American Hockey League may hear or respond to a different activity in their market. And again, I think from the USA Hockey side, if we can work with all these groups, long term, it benefits the game, it benefits the leagues, the teams, to have more fans, more people engaged in our sport, more people introduced to our sport.
Absolutely. With the Saturday's event, which is Try Hockey for Free Day, is right in your wheelhouse. It's right with what you and your staff do every day, trying to grow the game, trying to get more kids to try it. What are some of the things, that creative ways that maybe associations or have done in the past to really try to open up the doors of the rink to get people who may otherwise not try the game to try hockey?
Sure. The big push on Try Hockey for Free Day on Saturday is to try and get parents, ideally parents of 4 to 9 year olds, to bring those kids to the rink to get onto the ice, have the kid put on hockey gear, get some skates on, stick in their hands, and experience the game firsthand. We've done these for a number of years now, obviously, and the feedback and response from people ranges between amazement to just pure exhilaration to see their kids out there trying the game. We try a whole variety of promotional methods to get out there. I think one of the fun ones that we learned from a group several years ago was a Valentine's Day card promotion. And so we've turned this into a national promotion. But basically what it is that this youth association in Missouri created Valentine's Day cards for all the kids in their association to distribute at their schools. So, you know, young kids have these big classroom celebrations for Valentine's Day, which happens to be the week before hockey weekend. And so they go into their class promotion armed with 30 Valentine's Day cards that invite kids to come to a skating session. We've turned that into inviting kids to come to a specific Tri Hockey for Free program. And for the 180 locations that are hosting Tri Hockey this weekend, we've sent each of them about 1,000 Valentine's Day cards to give to their kids in their programs to distribute them within their classroom. And we've seen that have a huge impact. And again, it's things that people do on the local level that work, that we try and take the best ideas and work them so that more of our associations can learn from them, learn from these ideas and put them in action in their communities.
Once again, another way of the team effort between everybody involved in the game.
Yeah, we definitely are trying to find the best ideas out there. We don't profess to know everything. The good news is we've learned from people that have been successful in the youth hockey world of attracting more kids and families to the rink. And I think from our side of it, all the associations just want to learn what's successful and make it as easy as possible for them to try and attract kids and families to come try youth hockey.
What's the follow-up? Okay, so a kid goes out on Saturday, he tries it, he loves it, he comes back and he tells his mom and dad. They see that it is a wholesome sport, it is fun, it's exhilarating, and it can be cost-effective with some of the other programs that you have involved. What's the follow-up to get that kid from that one time to now try a MITE program or a Learn to Play program or something like that?
It varies across the country. We wish we had what we would call an apples-to-apples conversion program in place, but that's not really how the youth hockey world works. Again, we try and do some things from the national level. We've created a digital magazine, which is kind of a guide for all these new people in hockey and how to get their kids started, what to look for, what they need to know to get started in the game. And then it can vary. At this time of the year, in February, it's obviously near the tail end of the youth hockey season. So this is a chance for programs to reach these kids that they may not reach at a different time of the year. Get them that experience, and then they may get them into a spring hockey program. A lot of places run Learn to Play programs in the spring for kids to get them excited about it. Or they may be kids and families that go into a database of the Youth Hockey Association, and then when next fall rolls around, this group is communicated to say, hey, you came out and tried it last year. Now is when our season starts. Why don't you come in and do this? We also have rink programs that will get these kids into Learn to Play or Learn to Skate programs at this time. So there's no one set path for getting into it. I think associations work with their local rinks, work within their local communities to find out what's going to work best for them and try and do what they can to capitalize on the excitement of a kid's first time on ice or a family's first experience with youth hockey.
Oh, it sounds like a great deal. NBC last year did a fantastic job with their coverage, broadcasting games, which also included lots of tie-ins of USA Hockey programs and different unique characters involved in our game. Can you just talk a little bit about the role that NBC has in this weekend and how that may help your efforts?
Yeah, the inclusion of a national television component to Hockey Weekend last year for the first time, I think really took us to a new level with this whole thing. And really, again, the partnership with NBC is really the NHL's partnership, and we get to take part in that. I think they, you know, with our relationship with the NHL and the connection there, it only makes sense for the league to bring us in and spotlight the game, not just the NHL, but the game of hockey across the country during this weekend. So last year to have a live broadcast in Chicago and the backdrop be the American development model in action was pretty exciting to watch. I know we had a lot of feedback from people around the country that saw that. Obviously it worked well enough because they'll be using the American development model as a backdrop in Minnesota this weekend for their studio efforts. So it's exciting to see it on TV that the focus is Hockey Weekend across America and that Sunday becomes Hockey Day in America on NBC. It's only going to help us. We're going to reach those fans that may be flipping around the dial on Sunday and looking for something to watch and may see a story that engages them or excites them or makes them want to bring their kid to an ice rink to try hockey somewhere. So I think it's totally solidified this weekend as a key weekend for the game, for the NHL, and for NBC. So I think, again, partnerships, all these things working together, only can make the game more stronger across the country.
Oh, absolutely. And then last question is, you know, this is the fifth anniversary. Like I said, it's some kind of a milestone. But where do you see this whole thing going in the next 5 years? I mean, is there some kind of a master plan or something that you would really like to see us be, or some place you'd like to see us be at in the next five?
You know, I think the television component coming in last year was a huge milestone, more so than a number of, you know, the fifth year. I think that the television component was significant last year. I think as we continue to find more great stories around our game to be broadcast nationally on NBC, I think that'll continue to play a significant role. I think last year we saw all the Twitter activity, the Facebook activity surrounding this. I think if we said this, you know, 5 years ago when we started Hockey Weekend, I'm not sure Twitter was much of on anyone's platforms at that point. Now it's a significant part of it by seeing all the activity out there. So it's hard to say. I think from a Grow the Game perspective, we want to see this as really a key weekend across the country to engage new families. There's always new six-year-olds every year in every place around the country. And how do we get those new six-year-olds engaged with youth hockey at the right time? And I think February and the heart of the season here and some tournament activity around the country, there's just a lot of fun things around it. So maybe 3, 4, 5 years down the road, it's just more and more kids that are, you know, trying hockey this weekend around the country. And maybe we have some great stories of kids that tried hockey 5 years ago through a Hockey Weekend Across America promotion who are now playing on TV with a college program, or they're getting involved in other ways with our game at a higher level, or they're just bringing more of their friends to the rink, and we just continue to have more and more kids and more families participating in our game across the country.
No, I couldn't agree more. Well, Pat, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us today. We've been talking with Pat Kelleher, Assistant Executive Director for Development for USA Hockey. Don't forget, this is Hockey Weekend Across America. Show your colors, wear your favorite hockey jersey to work or school on Friday. And if you know any friends who want to get out there and try hockey, look at your local rinks for try hockey for free on Saturday. And most importantly, the people who make this game so great, the local heroes who really, you know, are the unsung heroes of hockey and do the things behind the scenes. That's hockey. Celebrate hockey heroes on Sunday. Anyway, this is another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, and thanks a lot for listening. Well, that's it for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Make sure you stick around next week when we'll have more news from around the hockey world.